Excuse me. Dr. Schnidek hitting a 12-lead EKG report. First on patient Ricky Lacko, L-A-C-K-O. On 2/24/25, Ms. Lacko performed a 12-lead EKG period. The patient is in a normal sinus rhythm period. There's left axis deviation period. With a right bundle branch block pattern period. There appears to be pacemaker spikes on the rhythm strip period. T waves are normal period. The paragraph impression, left axis deviation, right bundle branch block pattern with pacemaker spikes. Next, 12-lead EKG on patient Michael Smith on 2/24/25. Mr. Smith performed the 12-lead EKG period. The patient's in a normal sinus rhythm period. There's a single PVC noted period. QRS complexes are otherwise normal. Two waves normal period and paragraph impression. Normal sinus rhythm and one PVC noted. Next, six-minute walk test on Joseph Barnett, B-A-R-N-E-T-T-E. This goes to Sarah Ward, M.D. On 2/24/25, Mr. Barnett performed a six-minute walk test period prior to ambulating. Urinary saturation was 97% period. Patient walked 529 meters in 6 minutes. Saturation at the end of the study was 96% period. No paragraph impression. Normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, six-minute walk test on Beverly Ricks. This goes to Dr. Tai. On 2/24/25, Mrs. Ricks performed a six-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, the urinary saturation was 100% period. Patient walked 347 meters in 6 minutes. Saturation at the end of the study was 96% period. No paragraph impression. Minimal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia period. Thank you.